ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Papua New Guinea, where the mayor of Daru Island is calling for urgent help from security forces following attacks on local fishermen. The island, located on the border with both Australia and Indonesia, was the site of a public riot after fishermen were robbed at gunpoint by armed thieves. Mayor Samuel Wingu says the suspects are now in custody, but more needs to be done to protect the island's fishermen and residents from sea pirates.
They were on their way back just before arriving. Reaching Daru, they were intercepted by others with guns and confiscated all their products, and they left the output motors with the fishermen empty-handed. They came into Daru and they went and up to the police station. They reported the matter and they went back home and they regrouped and they started going on rampage. I don't know what forced them to go on a rampage, but we have a lot of opportunists hanging around looking for reasons to attack anything and that they can lay their hands on to grab. They vented out their frustrations on what had happened. They should have waited for police to intervene to check on what was reported at the police station, but they took it upon themselves and they went on a riot, attacking innocent business houses and private properties.
Did we find out, who did this to the locals? Soon apprehended them out in the sea and took all their bags. Was that ever found out?
They have found out. They have not actually confirmed, but they have arrested some boys and they are now at the police station.
And does this create a concern for the locals that live on the island, especially with sea piracy? Is sea piracy one of those things that people need to be concerned about?
Yes, I think the policing of the waters is very important, very critical. Those responsible for providing surveillance along the coastline and into even the borders between Australia, Papua New Guinea, as well as Western into Gulf and Western into Indonesia. There was not so much surveillance being carried out. I think on the Australian part, it is okay, but on our side, on the Western province, PNG side, always, we don't have the capacity and the capability to provide surveillance 24/7, and that could greatly affect. We have had a lot of dinghies that have gone missing with passengers in them that traveling from Daru to Gulf and Gulf to Daru for transportation of pearl nuts and other stuff, or people trying to seeking access into Port Moresby through Gulf. They have gone missing a lot of times. A lot of output motors have gone missing. Even after they go missing, surveillance of the rescue operations carried out. It does not happen on time to be able to save or to rescue. Yeah, that area, I think we need to, our national government and the provincial governments, especially national governments, I think they have to look into it to strengthening that surveillance of our waters. It's a huge concern, and we know actually lost a lot of people. And even the waters between Australia and Papua New Guinea, those are our fishing places, so we really need to protect that, not because of piracy only, but because of illegal gun smuggling and drug trade. We have to protect the both sides of the borders.